ever shut me down, shut me down, shut me, shut my, shut me down. Oh, jeez, I tickle myself. I really do. I make myself laugh. You know, honestly, I feel like that's what you require when you do these things. Especially when you're just talking to a mic, one man. You know what I mean? Like, the taste, man. Huh? Be funny. Don't just be a motu. Be a funny. The really funny part. Actually, no. Hello. Start the episode. What's wrong? Sorry. Okay. I'm going to leave that in because why not? Okay. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 21, if you count the trailer, and 20 if you don't, I think. As always, it's been a while since I've done this, so every episode is a new and fun experience for all of us, including me, your lovely host. Anyway, we're here now. So, I had a plan for this episode. The only thing is, right, the plan I have for this episode is going to require me to actually, like, get into my, like, heavy production bag, because I've been, like, in this hole for the past, like, I think, like, 2 weeks. Actually, no, the month of July, actually. Yeah, for the month of July, where I've just been watching a buttload of video essays on YouTube. Like, oh, guys, I love me a video essay. And played at normal speed, young children. Normal speed. Me, I don't do this 2 times what. We watch at 1 times. It's normal. Where it says normal, I watch it as that. Legit, I am very able to watch 1.5 hours of someone just talking to me about a topic. It's insane. Maybe this is why I started a podcast, probably. It's giving. It's giving. Anyway, so what had happened was, right, so this is story time, and as we always know, I'm doing this because I've been threatened that my podcast is being ripped off of the internet. I feel like that's just kind of the personality of the podcast now, guys. Like, let's just accept it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what's up. You know what's going on. Like, let's just stop being in denial and let's just be real. Anyway, so I was going to say, I've been watching a lot of video essays, and like, they're so well written and like presented, and I'm like, oh, I want to make one of those so bad. They look so cool. You know what I mean? Because it's literally just like whatever commentator. So I've been watching, I think my favorite, but it's because I discovered her like, I think like years ago. Her name is Khadija Mboe. I might be pronouncing that wrong. Mbo. She pronounces it as Mbo, so I'm just going to say Mbo. Yeah. Anyway, so she's Gabonese, but she's in Canada. Anyway, like, oh, the way that hun unpacks a topic. I'm like, Lynn, I also want to do that. It's so cool. The thing is, though, like, I'm just like, is it giving that I need to be, like, a well-read, like, researched hun energy? And I'm like, I don't mind that, if I'm honest. It's just like, yeah, like I would have to actually do it, and that requires for me to not only podcast when I am threatened, you know. Like, I'm not trying to, like, this is not even like, I want to say this is, you know, like that energy of like you procrastinate and then produce amazing work at the end of the procrastination. Nah, dog. Like, my problem is I don't procrastinate. I'm a perfectionist. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm either 0 or 100. You should know this about me. At some point, I should have mentioned it in the many episodes that I've posted of this thing on the internet. And I'm a perfectionist. So my idea of how I want to do something, like, holds me back simply because of the fact that I'm like, If it's not right, I don't want to do it. If it's not right, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Which makes things like difficult, because especially as like creative exploits, because you have to like produce, and what might be sorta kinda not perfect to you might be perfectly fine for your audience. But I'm also like, I kind of want to, like, I want to like what I put out there anyway. Wow, I'm really getting distracted. Where was I going with this? Oh, yes, I remember. Anyway, so I was going to be like, okay, cool. Let's start doing, like, little, like, pod essays. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's make that, like, a thing. Actually, if I'm honest, I probably have the capacity now. I didn't have the capacity. Okay, this two-month break, before I got shouted at, this one specifically, it's not my fault. I've been going through it, kids. I've been going through it. Ahan was out here like, yo, guys, I'm going to go teach English in Korea. Yeah, baby, let's go do this thing. And now I just got news that it's not happening right now. It's happening, but it's not happening right now. And I'm like, okay, God's timing. But I'm also like a little bit bummed about it, if I'm honest. Because I'm also like, I'm not even joking, friends. I spent, I think, 6 months of this year planning for this. I quit my job, nigga. Like, anyway, I quit my job. I got a new gig, freelance, so that I'd be, flexible enough to leave whenever. And yeah, then I just got news post doing all of this that, it's not happening right now, girl. You gotta wait another 6 months, which is like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Like, my world is not burning down. It's just like, it's disappointing. And then I also realized something else. Yeah, this is not going to be the essay. We'll get back to the essay topic now. Anyway, then I realized something else. I'm like, I don't actually necessarily... Like, I've realized that I'm one of those people that, like, wants to get to the end of whatever it is we're doing. You know, like, if I'm going through something painful, I'm going through something that, like, I don't like, I start thinking about, okay, cool, what is the conclusion of this thing? Like, where does this end? And I've actually, now that I think about it, back in my days when I used to counsel my friends on their relationships, back when I thought I knew things, you know that friend that's never in a relationship but always counseling their friends? I was that girl. I've learned, kinda. This isn't about growth. Anyway, I've learned and I'm a bit better. But yeah, anyway. So like, I used to, like, always ask, like, at the end, because the thing is, my advice is always practical. It's never, like, emotionally charged, simply because of the fact that my emotions aren't involved. They're just not. You know what I mean? Like, I can be objective about this situation, which is also another reason why I needed to learn how to actively listen as opposed to listen to respond. Also working on that. I'm on a growth journey. Okay? This is not about me being the best version of myself. This is just me talking. Anyway. So, what was I even talking about? Yo, that was a straight up rabbit hole. Where was I going with that? I'm back. Woohoo, back. Anyway, so, like, the point I was trying to make with the whole advice thing is I'm one of those people where when I see something happening or that's painful or not nice or not enjoyable, I'm just like, okay, cool. How I deal is I'm like, cool, how do we get to whatever this, like, what's the end of this thing? Like, if I'm hurting, if I'm going through something, I'm like, okay, cool, like, yeah, it's sore, but what happens next? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, let's move on. Okay, you know, I'm a boot and rally type of hun. The problem is, unfortunately, like, emotions and hearts and, like, I don't know, EQ and stuff don't work that way. And I end up not dealing with my stuff because of the fact that I think I, like, sweep it under the rug, but, like, I don't even know there's a rug. You get, like, it's more of just like a, like, what's the point of continuing to be bummed if I know that I have to be okay again? Let's just jump to the being okay again portion. You know what I mean? But then the problem is, like, I'm a human and I have emotions and my emotions are valid. So I need to actually deal with things. But I've been doing this whole jump to the end thing for so long that, like, I actually have to force myself to sit in the funk of being upset about something. Like, I have to be like, hey, stop it. Come back. Are you upset? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. And it's like, no, but, like, seriously, though, take a second, think about it, sit in it, which is like, if I tell you the truth, the worst, like, the thing I hate the most about emotions is having to actually sit in them. Anyway, so then I have to sit in them and then be like, okay, how do I feel? Like, am I sad? Am I disappointed? Because obviously I've realized that those emotions well up and then come out in a very ugly and unnecessary way. Yo. Anyway, so that being said, I'm fossilizing myself to be bummed. I'm taking a break from life for the next 3 or so days, and I'm just being bummed, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, cool, you sad, and I'm like, I'm not actually sad, but like, no, but you sad, you know what I mean? Like, I have like another version of me. I'm calling, actually, let's just go ahead and use Brave Risk TM. Anyway, Brave Risk is forcing me to sit down and be sad, so I'm being sad. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just be sad for a couple days. Yeah, so that's what's going on with that situation. That's my update. So video essays. That took a turn. We're back. Okay, video essays. Oh yes, so I've been watching these video essays and they're just so good. It's just like these girls just sitting down and just unpacking like a topic, but it's like well researched and well like communicated. And it's just, oof, it's so nice. And I was like, I also want to do that. The only problem is, as I said, because Tracy is this person, she likes things now. And then now she must do the things. And it's like, yo. Also because of the fact that, like, if I'm honest, home is like my do nothing place. And like, this is the reason it's such a struggle to record these things regularly, is because of the fact that I record them at home, and home is my do nothing place. And I get home and I'm just like, all I want to do is doom scroll on Instagram and watch a K-drama. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, seriously. And drink wine. Yeah. That's it. That's all I want to do. Like, that's it. That's all I want to do here. I don't want to do anything else. And I want to sleep. And then, like, wake up. And then proceed to do the other things I just mentioned again. You know what I'm saying? Eat, sleep, doom scroll Instagram, drink wine, watch K-dramas, repeat. That's all I want to do at home. And then now I have to come back and do like a full-on creative exploit, remembering that I am the perfectionist that I am. Like, guys, having multiple like people live in your brain and coexist, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, please understand, I left work ready to record this thing. As, no, like, legit, I was like, yeah, baby, we're about to do an essay, let's go. I've been, like, throwing ideas and spitballing and like, yeah, baby, it's gonna be nice. Got home and I was like, I just wanna watch Instagram Reels. Also, wine. That's all I want. That's it. That's all I want to do. So, yes. Yeah. So, that's the reason this isn't a essay. But, I do want to give them my... I want to afford myself the ability to do an essay at some point, because I really love the format and I appreciate it. And, like, it's an art form from the females I've seen do it. I've only watched black females do it. There's other people who do it on the internet, but I don't like theirs because I don't care. But yeah, like, it was Khadijah, and then Khadijah mentioned Teen Noir, and then I watched Teen Noir and I was like, what's happening? Like, literally, I watched Teen Noir's video that she just came back with, because I think she disappeared from YouTube or something. I don't know. Anyway, so she came back and she did a whole video on like Beyonce and Jay-Z and like the whole like Cowboy Carter as like a capitalist something or other. All I know is was good. It was so interesting. Like, I was just like, ugh, topic. Guys, I love just listening to people like unpack a topic properly. I love deep and real conversations. I'm actually starting to realize that I don't know if I can do small talk. I don't know. Like, I can. Like, I can because I can talk. But I don't know if I want to. And by proxy of I want to, would even proceed to. Like, I'm just like, if we're not having, like, a real conversation, don't talk to me. Like, if I can be, like, legit, I've said this before to many people, and I'll say it again. I'm like, if I can transfer a conversation from one person to another, a whole conversation from one person to another, and it makes complete sense, that conversation wasn't worth having. And, like, that's a real thing. Like, but mostly I said it before on, like, WhatsApp, like, or, like, when chatting, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, mm-mm. If I can have this conversation with somebody else, then what's the point? Because then there's nothing personal, there's nothing real, there's nothing important about us having this conversation. Like, there's no value here. And obviously, I mean, like, there's the hi, how are yous, but I'm like, look, if we're not getting into the meaty, meaty yum yums, the meat and the potatoes, then what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? So, yeah. Anyway, so yes, I wanted to do a video essay. I was even going to attempt a video, guys. Y'all. But that made it worse. And that's the reason we don't have a video essay right now. But I'm going to share... should I share the topic? Because I feel like... why not? I mean, I'll do it when I do it. Anyway, so one of the topics that I was really like, I went into a bit of a hole about because I watched a bunch of videos on this, is the fetishization of like other races. Well, actually, the topic was sparked by there's a couple videos that I went down a little rabbit hole on, and this is when I saw another video essay person, and I was like, and she was white, and I was like, I'm out. Anyway, but like, it was the fetishization of mixed children. And I sat there and I was like, well, dang, that is a real thing. But like, I think the topic itself has sparked some things in my brain just simply because of the fact that I am a person that has been a fan of other races and cultures, like, for a lot of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I've enjoyed, like, what other cultures can offer in terms of entertainment and, like, just their culture in general and stuff like that. And like, I was like, yo, do I need to call myself out? Have I fetishized? You know the word I meant. You know what I meant. That one. I don't know what happened. This thing was acting stupid. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, I might have to cut that out. I don't know. I might not. Whatever. Anyway, the fetishized. I love how I came back after a break. Still can't say the word. Made a fetish. You heard me. Anyway, made a fetish of another race in some way, form, or how. And I was like, cool, there's a real topic there, because I'm like, cool, on one hand there's admiration, but at what point does admiration become appropriation? At what point does attraction become fetishization? Stuff like that. You see, I can't even say it fast. Anyway, so like, I was going, unpack it, but that requires research. And hold on. Okay, I'm back. I'm very lazily recording this because I didn't feel like I'm fetching the elements. So I decided to just overlay this recording on all of the elements of the last recording. I am now learning that that was maybe not the smartest idea. Anyway, well, yeah. So like, yeah, I was going to have like a full unpack with myself about it. Now, this requires research because obviously we need to get into it and unpack all the little pieces of like, what is admiration, what is appropriation, at what point, like, what's the line? And yeah, I want to do that properly because I feel like it's a topic that I could very much benefit from, like, learning about and growing from, and just for me, I want to learn more. So, yeah, this is why we're getting this episode instead of that episode. Yeah, this episode is literally just the reason why I didn't do the other episode. Which is funny, but you heard that little bit of knowledge I just dropped there. Hmm? It's yummy. It's tasty. Tasty. Also, another thing that I want to talk about is desirability as well. Because, I've watched so many nice videos about that as well. Honestly, this just might just be like a review of what they say. Because they do all this beautiful research. And I'm like, it exists. I just want to talk about it. Like, I want to join the conversation. Like, I'm like, based on what you told me, I want to join the conversation. But yeah, maybe that's what we'll call them. Join the conversation. I don't know. I don't know if I'll remember what I said here. Well, I know the topic that I will remember, but yeah. Anyway, so that's the story. That's the vibe. Yeah. That's all my words, dog. I would like to very much make sure that that episode happens because, that would be so lovely. Oh, that would be so nice. Because I have thoughts, man. Like, you know, unpacking my brain and such. But also another reason why that episode isn't happening is because I'm recording this before the long weekend and going into my you're sad, feel your feelings weekend. And that type of work is the perfect distraction from me feeling my fifis. Also don't want to right now. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. So yeah. I'm recording this because they're going to shut down my podcast if I don't post something soon at some point. So this is me putting in a placeholder. But all my episodes have been placeholders of late, if we're honest. But we are here. Want us ye. Yeah. Babies, friends, loves, homies. APP homies, my AP people. Ooh, I like that. My AP people. I'm going to just start coming up with random just terms and seeing and testing them out. You know what I mean? I really like Braver Risk. It made it into a couple episodes, so that one's probably going to stay. But yeah, so anyway, my AP peoples, thank you so much for listening to my podcast and listening to me waffle on into a mic by myself in a room about whatever. And continuously coming back and listening to this thing, because geez, love that for you. Yeah, I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Bye.